Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman, and we are wrapping up the most recent legislative session. So, Jake, thank you so much for joining me one last time this year.
Thanks, Joe. It's been a pleasure, and look forward to next year as well and see what these interviews will hold for next year.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. First of all, just give me your overall impressions of the 2019 General Assembly.
Well, over the last couple of years, the Republicans have had a majority in both the House, Senate, and of course the governor, and we've ran a very bold and conservative agenda. And our focus this legislative session was to continue to build on the successes we've had over the last couple of years. And I feel very good about what we've been able to accomplish this session. Some of the highlights for me, of course, is the budget, making sure that we have a fiscally responsible budget, a sustainable budget, and a budget that prioritizes Iowans' desires here in the state. And we did that, and so I'm proud of that. A couple of other things that we were able to accomplish was getting the constitutional amendment passed for the right to keep and bear arms. I was one of only a few states that does not have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And so, as you know, Joe, we passed that last year before the election, and a constitutional amendment requires being passed in two general assemblies. However, the Secretary of State had an oversight and did not publish in accordance with law, so we had to restart that constitutional amendment. We've got that passed this year. We'll have to wait till another election and pass it again, and then let the people vote on whether or not they would like to have that constitutional amendment to keep and bear arms. So proud of that. One of the first bills we did this session was to protect campus free speech. We had Iowa City involved in a lawsuit in which they were prohibiting the ability of religious institutions, clubs, there on campus from being able to elect the people that they so desire. And we passed a bill to protect free speech on college campuses. So proud of that as well. Another big highlight, I think, of this legislative session was our children's mental health. This has been worked on for many, many years to have a program dedicated to children's mental health. And we were able to put over $2 million into that program that will reap benefits for many years to come. I'm certain of that. Obviously, mental health is something that impacts many Iowans, and I would venture to say most Iowans know someone or has a family member or an acquaintance that they know suffers from this issue. And so being able to put the resources and having a program dedicated for children's mental health, I think, is just a tremendous thing that we've been able to accomplish this year. By and large, I'm very pleased with what we were able to get done this year. We heard from Iowans that they were concerned with their property tax. And again, another piece of legislation will add another layer of transparency to local governments when they pass property tax increases. And so working through that process, we, I think, came up with a pretty decent bill to add that transparency piece. I would have liked to have seen more when it comes to actual property tax relief as opposed to property tax reform, but that will be a discussion for next year as well. So again, I think we had a really good session with some great accomplishments to improve the quality of life for Iowans.
All right. Now, you mentioned the Children's Mental Health Bill, which was passed with bipartisan support, one of several bills that did have bipartisan support. How did you find working with the other side of the chamber this year?
Look, I think it's a bit of a misnomer out there. A large majority of the bills that we pass have bipartisan support. I do appreciate and understand the media does focus on those controversial issues. Less than 10% of the bills that come up are partisan, in which they do not have bipartisan votes. But look, this is an issue when it comes to mental health and a number of other issues where it really doesn't matter your political affiliation or your ideological beliefs. This is what's right for Iowans, and I think Iowans should be proud of what we've been able to accomplish on a bipartisan level. Of course, there are some issues that were partisan, and we did not garner the bipartisan support that we had hoped for, but nonetheless, we felt it was important to get those issues passed as well.
All right. Now, As you mentioned, this session had no shortage of controversial bills. In fact, a couple of them are actually being taken to court that were passed. What do you see the future of these bills, such as the judicial nomination reform and the Planned Parenthood funding that have been challenged in court? What do you see the future of those?
First of all, on the Planned Parenthood, I think it's very telling that there's a lawsuit. This is about sexual education in our schools, and it's clear that the state has a right to determine the qualifications for those who are going to participate. And frankly, we have a number of providers here in the state that are providing that service as well, that are not providing abortions. And Iowans feel very strongly, it's one of the issues I probably hear most from Iowans, and they feel very strongly that their taxpayer money should not be going to an organization that's performing abortions. And so, yes, we did not eliminate that program, but rather we said to qualify for being a provider of this service, you cannot provide abortions. And certainly they could qualify if they stopped providing abortions. They would qualify just as anyone else. You know, as to the fate, obviously they have a right to litigate, and we'll see how the courts play that out. But again, I feel very confident that the state will be successful in those litigations.
All right. Now, what are some bills that maybe didn't make it through this current session that you would hope that might come back next year?
There's a number of bills that we worked on that we just didn't get through. I think one that we've talked about a number of times is focusing on county assessors. And unfortunately, we just didn't get enough legs to get that passed. I also think there needs to be further discussion on taxpayer-funded lobbyists. We had a very good subcommittee and committee process on that front. In fact, when it didn't make it through the funnel, there was a secondary bill filed in government oversight because enough people felt very strongly about this that government oversight then picked it up and ran a study bill on this. And I think Iowans, again, this is one of those issues that Iowans feel very strongly that their money should not be going to lobbyists who oftentimes lobby against their own self-interest. And unlike other organizations that have lobbyists, you have the ability to pay association dues and fees or not. And you can disassociate or you can associate. However, when it comes to taxpayer-funded lobbyists, you don't have that right. You don't have that ability. And I think that's one that really needs to continue to be discussed. I think the big issue that still remains is continued tax relief here in the state. When we look at the reports of how Iowa compares to other states, we continue to fall behind when it comes to tax issues. An example, property tax here in the state has doubled in the last 18 years. So Iowans are paying twice as much over those 18 years in property tax. Yet during that same period of time, household incomes only increased 43%. That is taking money directly out of the pockets of hardworking Iowans. And it's something that we need to address. Yes, hopefully this transparency bill that we did this year will help with that, at least curb down how quickly property tax is increasing. But Iowans are expecting tax relief. And that's one thing that I want to continue to work on for next year is how do we provide relief when it comes to property tax? And is there a pathway to continue to decrease income tax here in the state of Iowa? We know most of the jobs created in the United States have been in states that have no income tax. And if we want to continue to be competitive throughout the United States, we need to be seriously looking at our income tax system.
All right. Well, any other final thoughts on this past year's legislative session?
I don't think so. I'm just proud of the work we were able to get accomplished, and I think it was a good session that Iowans can be proud of and a session that will improve the quality of life for Iowans. And Joe, I've appreciated the opportunity to talk with you. And again, I look forward to having these conversations next year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Senator Chapman, for joining me this year. And I also look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.